Welcome to The Bridge, the official podcast for the University of Maryland Baltimore School of Pharmacy Patients Program. The Patients Program is the bridge between the community and the researchers. The Patients Program created this partnership to help researchers listen to the community's voice in order to build a bridge to an effective learning healthcare community. Here's your host, Rodney Elliott.
And I'm speaking with none other than Colette Copeland. Colette, how are you?
I am great, Rodney. It is so good to see you in person. Not in person, but it's so good to see you virtually.
Yes, well, it's glad to be seen. Yes, it has been a long while, but again, we're here for a great time because this is an event I know that's near and dear to your heart. And I know you're excited about it. There's a lot of planning going into an event like this. The event I'm talking about is the Women's Leadership Forum. Colette, we're going to dive right into that. You have over 30 years of experience in human resources. You are, Paul, I would like to say, kind of a connector.
Yeah, I try to connect the dots, right?
Yeah.
People to elevate themselves.
So that's my first question, I guess. What inspired you to create the Women's Leadership Forum, and what impact do you hope that it will have on the participants of the broader community?
Well, I thank you for that question because, you know, you want to marry your experience with your passion. Mm. And I have, like you said, over 30 years of experience with human resources and connecting people. And I've hired many women over the years, and I've seen them plow their way through life, through their family, through their businesses and entrepreneurship. Okay. And wouldn't it be fantastic if you could connect someone to something that makes them go faster, farther? And that's what I have intended for the Women's Leadership Forum, to make sure that we're connecting women to the resources that they need for their finances, for their health, right?
Yep.
For their entrepreneurship ventures, and for just getting ahead in their careers. So I think that bringing together a collected group where we all have something to bring to the table is a way to do just that.
Colette, you talked about being that connector again and providing opportunities for folks to network and get to know each other. That's something that we do here at the Patients Program as well, because we don't confess to say we know everything about research or we know all the answers. But when we do get community partners, we do get researchers in a room, in a Zoom together so they can collaborate, that's when the magic happens, right?
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about what some of the key objectives or goals that you envision for this forum, both in the short term and in the long term?
So if you think about it, people of color and women in particular have created bonds in order to move their communities forward. And there's nothing like women bonding together. We talk, we cheer, we encourage for that resiliency to come forth. So some of the objective is to bring people together. And men are excluded. Men are excluded because they are valuable, of course, in our society. So we want to bring people together so that they bring their authentic selves and their resources so that we can move women forward faster.
Gotcha.
The information that they bring is so that we can make sound judgment in our lives. We take people as they are. We don't ask for them to be anything different. And we feed them information and the resources so then they can make decisions about their community, make decisions about their businesses, make decisions about their health.
Yep.
Right? And their finances going forward. It's almost like a one-stop shop to get that information. We're looking to broaden our network so that we can give them the information that they need to be successful in their community. Giving them the information and giving them the tools and the resources does nothing but allows them to make sound choices. And it's all about making the choices, but you can't make choices without getting information.
Correct. I know there's going to be a lot of information given out at this year's Women's Leadership Forum. Again, like I mentioned earlier, I participated as a vendor a couple of years ago, and the feedback, or I would say the conversations that I heard from the women or all the attendees was that it was a safe space. You talked about providing a safe space for women. Men aren't excluded. But men in particular, when I think of the safe spaces, I think of the barbershop. So I think of, the gyms where we're working out, stuff like that, where you have a conversation about a little bit about everything, about life, right? And having a safe space like that where you can collaborate, I think is so important, particularly when you have like-minded goals, but also an eagerness to learn something about each other. Which brings me to my next question, talking about diversity. Is there a plan, or do you have a plan to ensure diversity with this forum, particularly in forms of representing different backgrounds, industries, and perspective? Because sometimes when you use the word diversity, people sometimes attach it to race. That is true. But again, we're talking about different backgrounds, different industries. You know, I'm in the research industry here in the Patients Program, but that doesn't stop me from wanting to learn a little bit more about someone that may not be.
So let me talk about let me address the safe space
okay. For
a second here.
Sure.
And then I want to jump to the diversity. Now, I don't envision you all as men to be crying in your safe spaces. But we express all of our emotions, and it's without penalty. So if you want to cry, if you want to laugh, if you want to giggle, if you want to ask questions, it is the place to be. It is the place to be without penalty, without judgment. If someone doesn't know how to balance their budget, right? You can ask the question. I've never used a checkbook. And some people haven't. Young people don't use a checkbook these days.
That's very true.
What is a checkbook? You can ask that question without penalty. Now, the old folks, they may raise an eyebrow. But I said older folks, they may raise an eyebrow, but the young people want to understand. We may talk about a telephone as opposed to a cell phone. It's okay to talk about those things.
Yeah.
There at the forum. With regard to diversity, I want to bring out three points. And we are currently operating on a free subscription. That means anyone can subscribe to our forum. They can be a part of the forum to know what it is that we're talking about, to get the information. Our site is open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
It is a free-based model. We are fortunate enough to be supported by friends of businesses, and partners, volunteers who believe in our mission and who have parallel visions for women in our community. Again, it doesn't exclude men. Second, we thrive to support and speak to the masses and stay current. That is our duty. So even though I may talk about a telephone that you dialed at one point in time, I certainly should know about the cell phone and something about social media so that I'm speaking to our younger audiences who are part of the Women's Leadership Forum. And third, you talked about that, you know, no judgment zone. No, we are a judgment zone. And everyone from the CEO to someone who may be sweeping or cleaning the floors has a story to tell. And we're here to hear that story told because we learn from one another.
Mm-hmm.
We get resources from one another. That janitor may tell how hard they have to work to take care of their family. And it's our duty to relay that message to some CEO who may not feel the same way so that they can empathize freely without judgment to that person, and perhaps provide resources ultimately to that person to not have to work as hard or as make it as easy as they can for that worker and their family going forward. So we're open to not only diversity, but the equality. We are fighting for equality. We hear Taraji Henson when she is talking about the equality of pay. We stand with our fellow women, if you will, to talk about those issues that are current, that are current, and I'm not going to get political here, but to talk about how we should vote if we feel like we have been wronged. And so we are a diverse group. We want to remain a diverse group to keep current and to fight for what it is that we believe we are not only owed, but is rightfully ours.
Well, that was awesome. And we talked about this whole safe space piece, and you hear that. And I don't want people to think that when I say safe space, I don't mean that. I mean that everything is going to be okay and everybody's going to agree with anything and everybody's going to understand it the same way. No, safe space means that you can come as your authentic self, your true self, your real self. And in the event that you don't agree with someone's opinion or you don't have the same beliefs, that's fine. You can agree to disagree. And I think those are some of the most fertile ground places for folks to continue to go forward, right? Folks to understand a little bit differently. It's okay if we don't have the same political beliefs. It's okay if we don't have this. That's totally okay. And to be in a space where you can still be that but have other things in common, I think is empowering, not only for women, but also for men in general. And to go back to your comment about crying, I may or may not have cried in a barbershop before. I may or may not have cried in the gym before. I'm not going to say either way, but I understand how important that is because you have to get those things out, those feelings and emotions out.
Yes.
So, you know, the whole idea of being in a place where you can strategize and you can have your resources leads me to my next question. And you talk about the support for the participants during the event and after the event. Me, when I put on events here in the Patience Program, I look forward to inviting all type of guests, community members, researchers, academia, and we have a day where we are collaborating, a day where we're learning from each other, and then that's it. I don't want that to be that's it. I want you to leave that event with a connection, leave that event with something to think about. Will there be resources and support for the participants, you know, as they go along their leadership journey during the event and most importantly, after the event?
Part of the deal in participating in the forum is the availability, your availability.
I love that.
And people, I'm going to whisper this just a little bit. It's a loud whisper, if there's such a thing. We have a networking event that directly follows the forum, the event that we're going to talk about a little later.
Okay.
That networking event is the connector for all people. Anybody who is in attendance, it is the connector.
Mm-hmm.
We are sharing our resources. That is the beauty of the Women's Leadership Forum. You come as a vendor, you're still available after the event.
Love it.
You come as an exhibitor, you are still available after the event. And the after is beyond the Women's Leadership Forum. We are currently planning to take down our site after the in-person event to make it even more resourceful. We want you to be able to click links to go to the people that were present at the forum.
Well,
we want to make sure that you have what you need to move you, your community, your business, your health, your wealth forward. And so we want that to be at a touch of a button, that you can speak to anyone that has been in attendance or been present at the forum.
I love that. This is definitely going to be a successful event. It was a successful event back when I attended again pre-pandemic. I know about this event. People in my community know about this event. But I want you to share with our listeners where they can hear about the event, when the event is, what time, registration, all of that, so we can let people know that this is an event that you have to, that you should be at.
Okay, you're going to have to calm me down. You might have to tell me, back up, because I am so excited about this year's event. We have a concert pianist as our keynote speaker. We start at 8 a.m. with registration. You can get your tickets at the door by going to forwardwlf.org. And you can register for the event. This year we're going to be at the Owings Mills Marriott. So if you don't have a ride, it's right there at the Metro, you know, Mitchell's yep. Grand Central Metro Center. You can get off right there and walk to the hotel. And for those of you who are driving, here's the bonus. Parking is free. Parking is free. So hallelujah on that, Baltimore, right? We start at 8 a.m. We have a keynote that's coming on around 9. We actually have a step team that is going to welcome us in, right? We're on fire. My theme is, are you ready? And I'm asking the audience that's listening, are you going to be ready for us? Because we're going to certainly be ready for you all. After that, we have over 15 sessions for you to choose from.
Yeah.
You are able to go from session to session. If you don't like one session, you can go to another. Our sessions will cover the areas of finance. They will cover the areas of your health and wellness, including how to be an advocate yourself for yourself as a patient, right? As a patient. We also have how to address your careers and how to move up, including, do you actually want to be a CEO? Everybody says they want to be a CEO, but do you know what it takes to be a CEO? And what else do we have? Oh, we are featuring around the lunch hour, for which we are serving lunch. We're serving lunch. Lunch is included. We are going to talk about binding your book. And that is, if you have that book inside your head that you're trying to get on paper and you're trying to make a little cash with, we're going to actually talk about how that process works and what it takes to be an author. So we've got a little bit of something for everyone, including, you know, we all talk about legacy and leaving our legacy behind. But have you started planning for that? Even as a 20-something, what Yep. should you do? What should you be doing in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, and some of us in our 60s? What should we be doing at this moment in time with our finances to ensure for the next generation to be secure? And so we want to inform you so that, again, you can make decisions going along as you take this journey call life. So excited. I'm excited to have all of you. And again, I'm going to say it, forwardwlf.org. You can find where you can purchase tickets and be a part of us at the Owings Mills Marriott at the Women's Leadership.
Well, there's no way I would try to quiet you. No way I would try to silence you or put that buzz out in that fire you have right now, because I know you're fired up about the event. So for our listeners, if you're fired up about the event or want to get fired up about this event, where you're going to learn about entrepreneurship, you're going to learn about career, I would say career addressing, figuring out if you want to be an entrepreneur or not, or a CEO, what that looks like, patient advocacy, and much, much more. Live entertainment. I love that. What's the date on this, Colette? You didn't drop the date.
Oh my gosh.
What's the date?
I didn't even tell you when, right? When it's March the 8th, and March the 8th is significant to me for two reasons. One, it's Women's International Day. Women's International Day, March the 8th. And if you didn't know, now you know why we celebrate on March the 8th. Also, it happens to be my mother's birthday. So this is the day where I would like to commemorate her life. And this is how I am doing it, by bringing all women together to help propel them forward.
I love it, Colette. Thank you again for joining us today on The Bridge. For our listeners, you will have information and links to the event. It's going to be March 8th. It's Colette's mom's birthday. It's Women International Day. It's also Women International Month, I think, as well in March, right?
Correct. The whole month of March we celebrate.
Whole month of March. And again, it's not just for women as well. So it's for men. I think it's going to be a fantastic event. I will be there. I'm excited about it. And Colette, as always, thank you for joining us. And good luck and continue the awesome planning, and hope everything goes well.
Thank you for having me. And I want to also thank the Patience Program for participating. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to The Bridge Podcast. To learn more about the Patience Program, visit our website at www.patience.umaryland.edu.